I think you've all got to the end of the Gemara, yeah? Am I right?
A little trouble.
That could be. That's fine. Okay, so let's do the Gemara now together, and we'll try and work it out. The Alpha Dishmaya. Also, Shmuel Tami is 5 lines down from the top line. Also, Shmuel Tami. Shmuel that says that you can't make, you're not yet to Kiddush in Shul, goes to Shikotis on a Shmuel, in Kiddush, Elamokim. So, the Shmuel holds Kiddush has to be the Mokim Seudah. Sovel me not. The Gemara understood the idea of Shmuel was that the Kiddush has to be in the same location as the Seudah, as Hani Minimi Bais to Bais. That has to be that when you're saying it's a different location, means from one house to another house. But within the same house, that Shmuel would say that is okay. Shmuel would say that if it's within the same house, even though it's from place to place, it is okay. Rav Anamatachliv has told them that's not true, because Dinin Takin, there were plenty of times, a lot of times, I was standing, I was with Shmuel, Venochi, and he went down, Mi Igor, Ara, from the attic to the ground. Rather than a Kaddish, and he made Kiddush. Either made Kiddush again, that's what we spoke about yesterday. Did he repeat Kiddush, or did he only then make Kiddush? But the idea was clearly that he had to make Kiddush downstairs. That you see clearly. That either he made Kiddush upstairs, or he didn't make Kiddush upstairs. But one thing is sure, when he wanted to see downstairs, he had to make another Kiddush. Why did he have to make another Kiddush? Because it's a din of Kiddush Mokim Seudah. So you see that Mimokim Mokim Echad Beisa is not called Kiddush Mokim Seudah. Now you see that going from upstairs downstairs is called Mimokim Mokim Echad Beisa. That means it's not, he might have made the case and said, no, upstairs downstairs is not called one house. Maybe it's called two levels of a floor, it's called two houses. The Gemara equates the upstairs downstairs. There's two mokim and mokim, Echad Beis, they equate it, saying it's the same halacha. When you pay it, is that okay to you?
Yeah.
I don't know if you have a chest. He's got a chest to
infect. Am I going to make it lower?
What's your aura? No. Okay. Yeah, go on.
Eight before you see.
My English aura.
Right.
English is not that you don't have 50,000, because I think it's in the roof or top of the house.
Yeah, I'm translating it as the attic. Yeah. If you want to translate as the roof, then you have to say that the roof of the house is also considered part of the house.
That's right.
Our sound is like the ground, like not first floor. It sounds like either the front yard or the street.
No, it's ground level.
Ground level, it's not outside?
No, it's inside. It's ground level.
Why a roof would be part of the house?
Yes, that's why I always translate it as attic.
No, why it's not part of the house?
Why it's not part of that part of the house? It's a kiddush to say it's part of the house. It's outside already.
Every house has a roof. Is that
not the house? Yeah, that's true. But it could be I'm out of the house, but I'm on the roof. It's not now that. You could be true. I'm not sure much halacha about this, but I translate it anyway. Igra is an attic. Mm-hmm. I don't know if Shmuel was sitting on rooftops having a kumtis. Yeah, it wasn't sukkahs even. Not in that sukkahs. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it could be. Yes, Yossi, you want to ask?
Basically,
otherwise you could not move.
Yeah, I'm saying.
If his family was waiting out there, and he was waiting up there,
So, if he's bringing a rye for it, that must mean that it was necessary for Shmuel himself to do it again. And why was it necessary for Shmuel himself to do it again? He made kids ready upstairs. It must be because he's eating downstairs, and eating downstairs he needs his own kids. Right? Right. Must be. Right.
If it's a flat roof and there's no walls, then it doesn't count as a room.
I think anything that's just outside is not counted as a house.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I know there's a place we talk about gardens and things.
If it's a roof rather than a house,
then it's it's a little issue. How do they translate it?
Roof.
They translate it as roof. Okay. All right. Also, Rav Huna saw the Ein Kiddush Ara Mokim Sula. Rav Huna also holds Ein Kiddush Ara Mokim Sula. Rav Huna Kodesh. Rav Huna made Kiddush with Akel Eishrage, and the candle went out. So what did he do? He hadn't eaten anything. He brought his kelim, the beganane, the rabbi berei, into the house of the chasnus of Rabbi, his son. The avashraga were there. There was a candle, the kodesh, and he made another kiddush. The toy midian he ate there. So why did he make another kiddush? Amiksava in kiddush elam akim. So you see, he holds in kiddush elam akim. Again, the same type of story. Same type of story that since he didn't eat anything and then he went to the other place, he had to make another kiddush. Let's see Rashbam. Hani Mili. Hey man is Hani Mili. That was the half minute was returning from one house to the other house. The Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Suda Ela B'Mayis. The half minute was only if you're going from one house to another house. But Avon, now look at the words of the Rashbam. Mimokim L'Mokim. What does Mimokim L'Mokim mean? Mibayis L'Aliyah, from the house to the attic. Then you would have thought maybe that's called Mokim Suda. You might have thought it's called Mokim Suda. Kamashalon is not. I'm saying he calls it Bayis L'Aliyah. That's why I'm translating Igro as the attic. Because that's how the Rashbam seems to explain it. Shmuel was in the attic. And he went from the Bayis to Aliyah.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why would he went to his son's house? Because he was struggling with Kiddush at the time in the Aliyah.
One second, this is one more Rashbam, and then we'll see you, right? Two more Rashbams. It's actually Shage. Nopal never kova kodim shocha. Before he managed to eat, the light went out. And he went therefore to his friend, his son's chasna, the vegan on the rabbi very base chupas benoi, the house of the chupa of his son, Shoshomneh, his dokim, the Mesa Mishta. There was a lovely party going on, the Sheva Brokers, and he ate there. Oh, Rabbi, what's your order? Very good. Your honor
is like he wants to go back home and eat now.
Your honor is going to be an honor again in a few minutes' time. Why did they toy him and not Ochel? We'll see in a second.
Something you want to go back home.
One second. Baf Rabbo. Baf Rabbo's father. Also, Rabbo holds in Kiddush Elam walking through this. So, how many people have we had so far? We had Shmuel, we've had Rav Huna, and we've had Rabbo. It's very important to remember the names, because when it comes to weighing up the halacha, we're going to see on that, we're going to have Rabbi Yechon holds his nose in. We're going to see Rav holds his nose in. And therefore, normally when we have Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, normally the rule is you follow Rav. But because there are so many Achrei Amoraim here supporting Shmuel, we pass in like Shmuel. So Av Rav is Tov, Ein Kiddush Ela Mokim Suda, Ram Abayim, Kavina Beimah. When you're in the house of Beimah, Beimah is the house of, who's Mar?
Rabbo.
Why is he called Mar? It wasn't bitter. Why is he his master? Because Rabbo was the one who brought up Abaye. Abaye was an orphan. And Rabbo brought him up. So when I was in the house of Mar, have a Mekadesh, when he would be Mekadesh, Omar Lon, he would tell us, you're going to go back to your dormitory, right? But Te'im Omidi, have a little taste, right? Again, Rafi's point about taste. Have a little taste. Filma Adavlisul Ispiza, by the time you go back to your hostel or your dormitory, and you won't have any candle there. And you won't have kiddush where you eat. And therefore, reduce the hacha, you're not used to the kiddush of here, and kiddush of the hacha is through the because kiddush is only where you eat. So if you make kiddush here, I make kiddush here. Rather said, that's not going to help you because you're not eating it. You're eating in your hostel, in your dormitory. And by the time you get to your dormitory, maybe there won't be any light. If there won't be any light, you won't be able to eat. And the kiddush that you had here won't be the mokim suda. So again, you see the word tima, which we'll see what that means.
Over there, you won't be allowed to suda, so you won't be
right. So he told them tima midi, have some little taste here in order to create the kiddush mokim suda. Any Rashi here? Mar, Rashbam, thank you so much. Mar, Rabbo, he had a Mekadesh when he would make Kiddush. And we wanted to go away Mishom from there to go to our own house. He would tell us, eat here, have something to eat here. Dilma, maybe over there you won't have a candle. And you won't eat. That's what Rashbam tells us. The Chassah says you won't eat. Even if you'll go to bed without eating, the kiddush to achol enough kisni they kiddush you won't eat the kiddush. So Hashem tells us the chash was that you won't eat anything. The chlawa, don't have any light, don't eat anything. So make sure you eat in order to be able to mekayim the mitzvah of kiddush. Right, so Tosafot has asked this question about the tima. Tosafot asked roughly this question. You might as well see the Tosafot now, but there's another issue which needs to be resolved in Rashbam. But since you're all asking about the word tima, Tosafot in Divya Masal Tima, which is the sixth Tosafot on the fifth Tosafot on the page, tima midi, near the haina tima lechem. It means to eat bread. Kedamin on Peregim of the Shavuot, we find a similar expression in Shavuot. Because the Omri Inshi Nitoim Midi V'Ozi V'Ochli V'Shalti. You find this expression of Nitoim, even though Nitoim normally means have a snack. It says it can't mean that here. It must mean to have a piece of bread. Right? So taste something and they would go and eat and drink. No, they would go and eat and drink. So eat and drink means a proper meal. So you see the word taste thing? No. I didn't actually check it up, that's what I thought it means. So you tell somebody to go and taste something, and when you tell them to go and taste, they'll go and eat and drink. So you see, tasting means eating a proper meal as well.
So the consequence is if they didn't eat enough, or they didn't eat, then they wouldn't be fulfilling the obligation of fish.
Oh. Right. The issue that we need to resolve, is that the only problem if they won't eat? Isn't there also a mitzvah of eating a Shabbos meal? She's saying, what do you tell them? Eat here, because when you get back home, there might not be a candle, and you'll go to bed without a meal. Good, but what happens? And then you won't be able to kiss the mokum suda. Fine. What about, you won't be able to suda b'chol? There's a mitzvah to eat the meal on Shabbos. So eat it, so he's ready to be in the mitzvah of eating us on the Shabbos. Very good, says the Bernard. Very good teretz. Very, very good teretz. The teretz is, a meal, you can have three meals in a day. You don't have to eat the meal in the night time. But kiddush is meant to be done at night. Kiddush of night is at night. You have to do it at night time. So Mela, his particular worry here was that he won't be able to be able to kiddush. So now you'll go to bed, you'll have it tomorrow. You'll have three meals tomorrow. Kiddush won't be able to, because you need to have kiddush mokum suda, and the kiddush that you had here won't help you for there, because there you're not going to eat, so maybe you're not going to be eating. So. Yeah? You can, but I want to ask a question first. Also, I want to ask a question first. I don't understand the Gemara. I mean, I do, but I'm asking as a question. They're saying you need to have kiddush for mokum suda. Now, where was Rabba going to eat? Rabba was the one telling them, Rabba? Rabba was going to eat when he made Kiddush. Rabba, not Rab, Rabba. Rabba was going to eat the nest. So he made Kiddush and he's going to eat there. So there is Kiddush for Mokim Suda. So what's the issue? So they're not. They're going to go home. But the Kiddush was for Mokim Suda.
Yeah, but
they're not going to
eat.
They have to eat. Who is the rabbi's going to eat? Rabbi made Kiddush. Rabbi's going to eat. Rabbi made Kiddush for them and himself. And Rabbi's going to eat. So Rabbi made Kiddush for Mokim Suda. So what's the problem? What's the, he's Yaiser. So what's the problem that they're going to go afterwards to the house and they won't have anything to eat? Kiddush was still dead, the Mokim Suda.
And they're Yaiser.
They're Yaiser for Rabbi. Do they? So from here you see, I was asking as a question, but to bring out the point, from here you see, Kiddush for Mokim Suda is not just regarding the person who made the Kiddush. The person who made the Kiddush has to eat that. The Kiddush which you had has to be in a meal that you eat.
That's what they're doing.
And the fact that the Kiddush, the person who made the Kiddush is going to eat the meal, is not going to help them. Kiddush for Mokim Suda is each person individually. And the truth is, it's more out from the whole sugya, right from the start. Right from the start, this is. They made Kiddush in Shul. The Gemara asks, why did they make Kiddush in Shul? Because it's Shul, you need Kiddush Mokim Suda. So what's the answer? So they get. So there was Kiddush for Mokim Suda. The one in Shul was for Mokim Suda. And yet Shmuel says, when you come home, you have to make another Kiddush. Why? Because I go on the Yotzer with the Kiddush that I made in Shul. Why not? It was for Mokim Suda. If it wasn't for me, if the kid is Mokim Suda, it was for somebody else. That kid is Mokim Suda, if I want to be Yotzer, I have to eat in that place. So I'm just bringing out this point, it's an important point. We'll see in Tesha as well, but it's an important point. Kid is Mokim Suda, it's not. If the kid is just to be made on a chosra meal, and therefore once it's made the chosra meal, I'm Yotzer the kid is. No, that's made on my chosra meal. If I'm not going to be eating, then I'm not Yotzer the kid. Yes, Yossi, off you go. And then wrap it. The people tell us, Kedomians, the people say, Nitoim Midi, taste a little bit. And after me telling you to taste a little bit, they go and they eat and drink. Why? Because they understand that tasting, if I taste Nitoim, doesn't mean just tasting, it means have a meal. The word Nitoim can mean to have a meal. Because if I tell you, go and taste a little bit, we see people go to eat then, they straight away eat and drink. No, it's not. It's not, but that's the proof. The colloquial way of speaking is say Nitoim even though it means have a meal. If I tell you, the way people speak is, well, that's what he said Nitoim, right? We need to know, what does it mean if I teach you hat? What does hat mean? So you'll say it means a certain hat. Could be other people might say it means something else. So what do the words Nitoim mean? So it depends how you speak of what it means. So the Gemara is bringing a raya that when people say Nitoim, it means have a meal. Alright, if I tell you have a little taste, you'll go and have a meal. So who are they? When Rabbo, who is it? When Rabbo said, "Taste something," he meant have a meal, have a bread.
Yeah,
no.
If you're obligating them to definitely have a meal, I think you would be going out of your way to say and make wash.
Achli v'shalti means bread. Right. Right. And the Gemara there said that when you tell somebody to eat, to taste something, he will automatically go and have bread. He will go and eat and drink and have a meal. Who's the rest of the place? Yeah, 1 minute. Yeah, we haven't finished this. We will get there. top. Rafi, yes, you are.
Any reason on the downside of this, you guys just put up, they wouldn't say what I thought, so we'll hold out?
He didn't. That's what the person said.
So now I'll ask my question. The mandarma that holds that time is eating, I have nothing to say.
The what?
And that you're going to have three meals tomorrow, that I have nothing to say. I'm going to say the tasting is tasting. And if the person, if the mandarma holds that when I start a meal, I can finish in another place, it makes sense. If I was going back to a dormitory, to fumble for a glass, to fumble for wine, to fumble for food, if I ate at my master's house, I could come back to my dorm, there's a piece of bread I could find in the dark, I could continue my meal, eat there, bench, and go to sleep.
No,
but the taste would now allow me to have my meal, and that's maybe why I wasn't invited 20 students to sit at my wife's table uninvited and finish the meal.
Coffee.
The taste would be enough to remove the yolk from me.
Do you need the suda?
Yes.
So where's the suda?
If I had a taste, and I'm allowed to, in mind, finish over there.
But you're not going to, there won't be a night there. You won't be eating anything.
I don't need light to find a piece of bread to eat.
But the Gemara said you do. The Gemara said you won't, you will have light and you'll go to bed hungry. You won't eat anything.
Because I'd have to make kiddush and I have to pour wine.
No, the Gemara said that the Gemara said eat here because when you get there you won't have a meal.
Your light will go
and you'll go to bed hungry. That's what the Rav Zalman says. The loy tzeichlu, you won't eat anything. Not that you won't be able to make kiddush there.
Correct.
You won't eat anything and you'll go to bed hungry. Why would you go to bed hungry?
Because if I didn't have a bite at this house and I just ate kiddush my teachers out.
Yeah.
When I go home, I have to make kiddush again.
Okay.
Remove from me the need to have wine and make kiddush.
Yeah.
Now I can find my piece of bread, which I know where it is. Mm-hmm. Just this.
The Rashbam didn't know like you say. The Rashbam didn't know like you say. The Rashbam said that you won't be able to eat over there. Not that you'll eat, but you didn't have kiddush.
But isn't that a lot of stuff?
I thought, but the candle went out. It happens. Things happen. Maybe when you get back home, the candle will go out. Right. I'm not saying what Rafi's saying is wrong. I want to focus on the Rashbam saying. The Rashbam saying the Kudah is because you won't eat. But the Rashbam says the Kudah you won't eat, and therefore better make kiddush now. And so he's pointing out the Seema therefore means eating a meal. Like, that's the way people speak. Right. Let's finish off Seisus. We're already holding in Seisus. Finish off Seisus. Ve'im mo'el mine targimol lahashlim gimol sudois Shabbos kemoi besukkah. Now, in the Mishnah in Sukkah it says that there's a certain amount of meals that you need to have on Sukkah, and you can be mashlim it, if you didn't have all those amounts, you can be mashlim it with mine tagima. Mine tagima means, mine tagima means meat and fish and things like that, not bread, right? So, whether, says the Rashbam, whether that would help, because for Shabbat meal, says the Rashbam, maybe that's the pshat. He told you to have a snack because a snack's also good for a Shabbos meal. Maybe it is. Just like for sukkah, a snack can be mashed in the meal. Maybe for Shabbos also it can. So says Rashbam, no, I'm a says places, I'm a dafka with sudha shlishi. That only helps with sudha shlishi. This idea that you can be mashlim a meal, make up, and have a meal by having a snack and not having bread is only applicable for sudha shlishi.
That is enough.
Avaloi b'sudha arvis v'shachis shim ikik v'shabbos, and not for the Friday night meal or the Shabbos day meal. But there you have to have bread, because that's the ikik for each Shabbos. Says Rashbam, there's a word v'im which is a little bit tricky, but it says places, I mean. This is saying that I know by sukkah helps to have mine tagimo. The kundra b'lez, you need to have 14 meals. And you can make it up with mine tagimo. Mine tagimo means fish or meat, things that are not bread. So I know it helps by sukkah. Perhaps it could help by Shabbos meal as well. And if that would help, then that would be the shatir. You should make kiddush and have some mine tagimo, t'imo, taste something, have some meat or fish, taste something. So he says, no, it doesn't help. It only helps with the shlishi. And here we're not talking about the shlishi. How do we know we're not talking about the shlishi here?
Tonight,
kiddush. There's no kiddush for the shlishi. Here we're talking about Friday night. And Friday night you need to have proper bread. So what does nisoy mean? Bread means bread. And whether cake is sufficient, we are not going into all the halachas of Hilchos Suda here, but the cake is a bread type of food, and therefore I especially did not want to talk about cake.
But meat fish, you
know,
meat
fish. Said, you can be mash in the meal by having meat and fish. That's your Beleza. Your Beleza holds you need to have 40 meals. So that's the taste. Back to the Gemara, though. The Gemara says, try and maybe taste something, because maybe it'll go out. Maybe it'll go out and you won't have your meal. It doesn't matter, you won't have your meal. It doesn't matter, you won't have kiddush. It won't matter, you won't have your meal, why not? He said he'll be mashing tomorrow. That's a Bernard's test. There is another teretz in Tesis to the Maskel will be Kedusha D'Och Aloy Nafkisu. The next Tesis after that one will be Kedusha D'Och Aloy Nafkisu. For Ma'as Eloy Ha'yamak V'dal Sudha Shabbat Shroi Lechot B'Aloy Neh, I will be eating the Shabbat meal without a candle. The fish are concerned. Ha'inam Eshom Sheyuchlu Lasis N'Moch Ha'shori Sudha. That's a Bernard teretz. Big deal. You'll make a meal tomorrow. You'll have three meals tomorrow. Oy, Shema Yuchlu Lechoil, the Mokim Shisham Ner, the Ein Yain. You'll go to another place that has a candle, and you'll be able to eat their bread, but you won't have wine there. So Tzai's big places wants to suggest. The Rabbah was very concerned about the fact they won't be able to eat the Kiddush Mokim Suda, because food you can find anywhere, but wine you've only got in particular places. So wine you obviously had in your deer, in your hospital, in your dormitory, you obviously had wine there. But if there's no candle there, you won't be able to eat there. So maybe you won't be able to eat the Kiddush and Suda there. But what will you do? You'll go to the neighbor, and whatever, across the street, and then they'll have food, and they'll have candle, but they won't have wine. So therefore, I'm telling you to make Kiddush now here, and eat here, in order to create the Kiddush Mok and Suda. Suda, you can bring him elsewhere.
Kiddush, why does he have to eat in the neighborhood?
Yeah, he won't eat
it.
Very good, yeah, that's well. Very, very good, yeah. Yeah.
Why is there necessary?
Why is what?
There.
Because you won't be able to see what you're doing.
What?
You won't be able to see what you're doing. No. For the time being, in a minute we'll bring some halakhic point to it, but for the time being, we can learn very simply, a person can't eat in its dark. Can't eat when it's dark. He'll spill all over himself, he'll put the food to his ears. He probably won't be able to eat properly. Yeah, dark. No lights, no street lights. There's positive dark, pitch black. So eating such a thing is like eating when you're blind.
So now the food is accessible with light. At other places, not in
right.
It did not make sense now to rush from convulsive to take a taste for the
No. But again, what was Rabba telling them? Rabba saying, I know you've got food elsewhere where you can eat.
Yes.
But that's not going to help you because you need to have Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. You need to have Kiddush B'Mokim Suda.
Yes.
Kiddush B'Mokim Suda means you need to have a Suda with your Kiddush.
Right,
it's on
a bench. So
you have the bench. It's not about bench. You have to have a Suda.
Enough to eat.
Enough to eat, right. You have to have a Suda. Therefore, I know you can eat there, because I know you've got food there. It's not going to help you to have a little bite here, because you need Kiddush B'Mokim Suda. Therefore, Tima has to mean at least exercise your base of bread.
Likewise, 20 students, as opposed to go eat elsewhere. Practically.
I don't know what you mean by 20 students, I don't know what you mean by your wife.
They're all there, and he's telling them to eat.
He's telling them to eat, he says Suda. What's called a Suda? A Suda means a Gezais or Beitza. That's what Suda means. Why is he telling them to eat there? Why can't he go next door and go and eat meat and bread there? Because there's no Kiddush over there. And you need Kiddush over there, so maybe you're not going to be eating Kiddush. There is no Kiddush over there, so you have to have Kiddush here. And if you want to be at the Kiddush, you need to eat there. So maybe tell them have a meal here. What's a meal? A meal is a Gezais or Kibbeisa. I want to share with you a Mordechai, a Mordechai. A Mordechai has a slightly different shot. He told them to eat here. Why? Because you won't have light over there. Oh, let me try and find this. Oh, here we are. He says, you'll go there, you won't have any light. Listen to this. Pirush. Here's your halachic issue. Pirush. Kitzorich ne lekidus. Avishum su'uda in cheshosor ki yechidim lechol beloy ne. Also tells you, baldige kiddush. Kiddush needs a light. A meal doesn't need light. Halacha is, you need to have light when you make kiddush. It says, Rabbi, when you get back home, there won't be a candle there. But they don't, really. But you won't be able to make kiddush because you need a candle for kiddush. You need a candle for kiddush. For freezing it out. So you'll be able to eat, but you won't be able to make kiddush. And Mela says, make kiddush here, and in order to make kiddush here, you need to eat something here. So the Maltzer says this point that for some reason kiddush needs the light. I think a meal doesn't.
And you don't eat the things that you need to be light.
So why was he only bothered about the kiddush? He should say, I'm bothered about the meal. They say, eat it because you've got mitzvah to the Shabbat, to the Shabbat. Why am I telling you? Because you won't be yotzei kiddush here. So much more of a basic reason. You won't have a kid, you won't have a sudah.
Kiddush, you don't need light. Right. You need light.
Okay.
You want to have light. You won't be able to eat
kiddush. So it's a bit like weird. I'm telling you, you know why? Make kiddush here, eat it, because otherwise you won't be yotzei kiddush, mocking sudah. Why don't you say much more to the point? Eat it, because otherwise you won't be yotzei meal. There's a chiyuv to eat a meal. So you won't be able to carry your chiyuv a meal. Why am I focusing on the kiddush for Mokim Suda? Focus on the meal itself. That's a focus on the meal. Why focus on the fact that you need a kiddush for Mokim Suda? I've heard kiddush. You say, no, I won't be able to kiddush for Mokim Suda. Say, you're not yet because you haven't got a meal, Bakral. You need a meal. There's a lot you need a meal. Not because of kiddush for Mokim Suda. You need to carry a meal. So that's three shirutim. That's Teretz of Tzitzis and Rebbanah that you can make it up in the morning. And the second test of says they'll be able to eat a meal elsewhere. And the Moshe says because kiddush needs the light and the meal doesn't need the light. So what does he mean by kiddush needs the light? Practically, you won't be able to pour, you won't be able to see what you're doing, which I think is what Rafi was trying to say beforehand. Kiddush needs the light because practically you need to be able to see what you're doing. I think he needs more halachic, but I don't understand, I don't know what the basis is. Some reason kiddush needs the light and the meal doesn't. I don't know what the basis of that is, not yet. At the bottom here, in the bottom of the Motri, cites the Shum Tadeshen, which I haven't had a chance to look at. And yet, then by tomorrow we'll check it out. Shum Tadeshen seems to discuss this Motri. Kiddush needs the light and more
halachic.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be standing at the
front. No. You're not supposed to look at your wife.
That's where it's free.
Right.
Ivana Vakarta, when I say that, I'm looking at why it's Joseph is being wrong. I guess when you were
someone said it. Okay. That's what goes with that. When you make kiddush, you're meant to be looking in the cup. So it could be maybe that's the idea why you need a candle, because you need to sit inside.
You now find it philosophical.
What's your makkah?
I was just saying when you're singing, Shalom.
Shalom Aleichem, I think it's for the kiddush.
Yeah.
I'm doing my kiddush. Shalom Aleichem can sing on the way home from Shul, I don't know. But the only time he says to look at the candles, the only time he says when you say Vayev, Vayvayke, and you say the Vayev, Vayvayke, Yem HaShishi, at the beginning of kiddush, you're meant to look at the candles.
That's
the only time. That's not new with kiddush.
No.
There's nothing really to do with a reason why you need to have a candle. He said, I have a chulu, you can say anything. Yeah. We say it together with kiddush for the Bnei Bayis or whatever. That's not what he means here. Kiddush needs the light, he means much more than kiddush needs the light. So, Mi'atzashem, we'll share with you the Shemesh Adeshim tomorrow. Mi'atzashem. Let's get back to our Gemara, because we wanted to get to the end of the Gemara today. Says the Gemara, the Rabbah held kiddush b'mokim sudah.
Shmuel.
And Rabba held like Shmuel. Who was the shit that was chedek and Shmuel? Rab. They the Gemara cast Amy from Abaye, Komini, to all about the Mar, have all that Kiram. Mar, who's Mar?
Rabba.
He did everything like Rab. He always followed Rab. The Bam Anisla. There were three halachas that Rab passed in one way and Shmuel passed in the other way, and he followed the opinion of Shmuel. What are the three opinions? Number one, if you have a beged with tzitzis on, have a comfy with tzitzis, and you want to transfer the fringes to another beged, Rav said you cannot, and Shmuel said you can. And the Rabbah passing like Shmuel, Masirin the beged the beged, it's permitted to do that. Number two, if you have a candle burning, Hanukkah light, Shabbos light, and you want to transfer flame to flame, so obviously before Shabbos, right? Madlikim in Elanet, you're allowed to do that. Says Shmuel, Rav said you cannot, Shmuel said you can, and Rabbah passed like Shmuel. And the third halacha is there's a big machlekes in Shabbos, Sofa Sheim is Kavan. If I do something on Shabbos when I know it could very well make a melacha, that's not my intention, not certainty, but it could very well happen. For instance, the classic case of stepping a bench, walking and stepping a bench, it could make a groove in the ground, it could do, it could be not, but I know it could. The halacha is, according to Rav Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, they also to do this act. If it's possible, they might make a groove. And Shmuel Paskins like Rabbi Shimon that you can, and Rabbah Paskins like Shmuel, which is like Rabbi Shimon that you can. So the one that's three down inside, and halacha Rabbi Shimon Begriga, the Tanya, right there. Shimon Oima, go your old amito. A person can drag a bed, a kitzi is a chair, tassel is a bench, the Shabbos, or bilvad, on condition that lo yiskaven la the charis, on condition that he doesn't have kavanah to make a charis. So that's the question. The question is that Rav normally followed the opinion of Rav and not Shmuel. Apart from three cases, here's another case. Kiddush Makim. So there's also a case where we have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. And how can it be that Rabbah is passing like Shmuel? Abaye said that Rabbah only passing like Shmuel in three cases, not in the fourth case. Which the Gemara answers that what Abaye said that Rabbah only passing like Shmuel in three cases, in the case where Shmuel is more makel than Rav. If Shmuel is more magni than Rav, then he would passing like Shmuel. Meila says the Gemara Kechumi the Rav of Ovid Shikule the Rav Loyal. Shmuel would follow, Rabbah would follow the Chumus of Rav. But it would also follow the Chumus of Shmuel. He would like be a machmir. Follow the Chumus of Rav. Follow the Chumus of Shmuel. There are only three places the Rav followed the Chumus of Shmuel, and that's the three cases we learned. Transferring in the cities, transferring the fire. It's all the changes govern, there's a kulis. Three cases he followed the kulis of Shmuel, and every other case he followed the chumis. Chumis of Rav, or chumis of Shmuel.
Shmuel was like Rabbi Shimon. I mean, is that why I thought it was too, like, it was really in context of what are the three cases that he's going against Rav when Rav is machmir. Two are Shmuel and one is Rabbi Shimon.
Not two Shmuel. No, two halachas. There's Rav and Shmuel arguing about
right.
And Rav and Shmuel argues also about
Shmuel held on Rav
and also yes, Shmuel whole held of Shimon and Rav held of Yehuda and Rav a pattern like Shmuel or pattern like Shmuel. Okay. Right, you also, yeah.
Why does everyone get
halachas of Shimon? Because the other first two is not Machlekes Tanoim. So it says Machlekes Tanoim between Rav and Shmuel. Because it's Machlekes, the bad Dovah Shem Iskaven is not something which was woken up in the Amoraim time. Machlekes Tanoim. So the shadow is how you pass it. Do you pass it like a Buddha? Or do you pass it like a Shimon? Rav passed like Yehuda, and Shmuel said no, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. And Rav passed like Rabbi Shimon. top. So let's see some. Why in these cases the rabbi Paskan Ishmael is a good question. Each one probably has got a different reason. For instance, the reason of Ishmael of Dov Shem Iskaven is because in the Gemara there's lots of people that hold that way as well. So I don't know the exact answer to your question. Solomon Aliyah to your mother. Welcome back. Let's see some Rashbam. Kalmilit the Ma. All things of Ma, Rabba. Matirmi begad le begad, matirmi tzitzis shel talizu. You can untie the tzitzis from one taliz, and this may send a taliz acheres, and place them on another taliz.
I think Rashi did that again.
Rashbam? Said what?
Rashbam did that again.
Again, what do we mean again?
I don't know if he told us to Marwas, Rabba.
Right.
Now he did it again.
Oh, good question. I didn't spell that.
What?
That Rashbam tells us twice who Mar is.
Right.
Oh, good point. I didn't call that.
Well, it could change from place to place.
They're talking about the same person, though. Abayin. Both of them are Abayin. Some very good aura. No. Look around, maybe. Adliki minei chanakah le'acheres shel chanakah ve'intzach l'adlik b'nei acheres she'inah shel chanakah. Rav tells you don't have to take fire from an already lit light and light another chanakah light with it. The Shmuel said he can. Halacha gives Shimon McGregor. Oh, here's a nice long Rashbam. Go your other meet the kids with stuff so that from the last to drag a bed, chair, and bench. Why? The Dov Shem Iskaven Musa. End of explanation. Says Rashbam, Hani Gimel Mili, these three points, look to the Rabbi Shmuel. They are Machlikas Rabbi Shmuel, Babam Madlikin. The Kulu Ovid Kirav, Rabbi Kishmuel. And Rabbi followed the opinion of Shmuel by these three things to make him. Shmuel was the maker one. The Hocha Amai Ovid Kishmuel. Why did he say like Shmuel? That's just Kishmuel to require Kiddush in the same location as the Suda, Hoyol the whole mini of it, Kirav, since regarding all things, he followed Rav's opinion. That's the question of the Gemara. Omeshani, the answer of the Gemara was, Chachumi, the Rav Ovid, Kipatna, the Chum of Rav. He always followed the Chum of Rav. Tama, Hani, Tlav, Tavik, Yisrael, Tavan, three Chumas, we went by Shmuel. Kalakure. We went like Shmuel Akula. But Shikuli Derav, here the bus changed the gears slightly. Shikuli Derav, to follow the Kulis of Rav, to go in Kiddush, like Kiddush, it doesn't require in the same location. Loy Ovid, he didn't follow the Kulis of Rav. I mean, Shmuel had an interesting Mahalat. Rabbi had an interesting Mahalat. He would always follow the Chumas of people. Follow the Chumas of Rav and follow the Chumas of Shmuel. There were three cases where he went with the Kulis of Shmuel, but Bikaron, that was his Mahalat. He always liked to be Machmir. Liked to be Machmir. Then the Rashbam, I had a problem with that. Is it permitted to follow always the Chumas of different people? I've got a rabbi regarding wine of Shmitah. He's Machmir, so I should dig in the ground. Okay, I'll follow him. There's another rabbi says he can drink it. No, I'll follow this rabbi. They have to dig it in the ground. I've got another rabbi regarding the laws of Shabbos. He's always Machmir. Okay, I'd like to follow him. Regarding the laws of Shmitah, he's Makar. But I want to follow him regarding the laws of Shabbos. Regarding the laws of Nidah, I've got a rabbi who likes to be Machmir. Oh, I want to follow him. And that rabbi who's Machmir regarding the laws of Nidah is Makar regarding Shabbos. Doesn't matter. I want to be Machmir by Shabbos and Machmir by Nidah and Machmir by Shmitah and Machmir by all different halachas. Is there something wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that? Or does it have to be a person that has his rabbi and this is my rabbi and I'm not budging for my rabbi. My rabbi has chumas, my rabbi has kudas, that's my rabbi. He's my rab. And now the Tzara, another rab will say, you open bottles of Shabbos? How can you do that? My rabbi says I can be Mekal. But this rab says to be Machmir. No, my rabbi says to be Mekal. Is it wrong to say I want to follow some other rabbi who want to be Machmir? Or does one have to follow one rab the whole time? Rashbam thought, based on the Gemara and Erevin, that one has to have the same rab for everything. And if your Rav is Machmeh and Mekel, you have to follow his Chumash and his Kodesh. And it's wrong to go shopping to look for the Chumash of all the rabbis. That's what this Rashbam is coming with the Hanukkah. It's wrong to start running around shopping to look for Chumash. But we see he did. Rabbo did. He went with the Chumash of Rav, and he went with the Chumash of Shmuel. So Rabbo did go shopping looking for Chumash. So what's going on? Says Rashbam, I forgot the time, even though it says in the Braisa. Hoisek Chumra, Beis Shammai. If somebody wants to be Machmeh for Beis Shammai, he has to be Machmeh both for his Chumash and also be Maker like Beis Shammai. Kikulem or Chumrem. Somebody wants to follow Beis Shammai, has to follow Beis Shammai, both regarding the Kulis and the Chumras. And somebody wants to follow Beis Hillel, has to follow Beis Hillel, both regarding the Chumras and the Kulis. So how could Rabba follow the Chumras of Rav and the Chumras of Shmuel? Says the Rashbam, no. And the Gemara explains it, that certain chumras and kulas are interconnected. There are certain things that are connected to each other. And the Gemara gives an example like this. The Gemara says, if you have the shidra of a person, it's metame, the skeleton of a person is metame ba'oyo. If it's inside the house, it's metame ba'oyo. Now if it's lacking some part of that skeleton, an important part of that skeleton, then it won't be metame the oil. Then it will not be metame in oil. If it's inside the house won't be all tummy. So if a person walks into the house, it won't be tummy. How much is lacking from that skeleton to say that now this skeleton cannot be metame the house? How much? Says the Gemara, an amount that will make it a traitor. An amount that if it would have been alive, it would have been a traitor. If that's missing from the skeleton, then the house won't be tummy. Okay? So now the Gemara says, how much is that? So the machlokes between the Sama and the Sero, how much makes a person and an animal into a traitor? How much does how much lacking from a shidra? And how much makes an animal into a traitor? So let's talk about an animal. Much like it may somebody said it. Is it one rib or two ribs? One rib missing from an animal. Is it a traitor or not? So Beishamai holds, do you remember which way it was? Beishamai holds, you can check it up.
What do we go like now? Well, be
one day.
Beis Shammai says two chudras, two ribs missing from a shidra is a shidra. And Beis Hillel say one's a shidra. So now we have machlokes regarding shidras. You have an animal, you shechta, you find it's missing a chudra. Is it a shidra or not? So what would we pass him? Beis Hillel would say it's a shidra. Beis Shammai would say it's not. So the same halacha regarding a skeleton. A skeleton inside a building, missing one chudra. Is the house tummy or not? According to Beis Hillel, it won't be. Because it's missing one rib. One rib is already a traitor, so it can't be metame ba'oil. So according to Beis Shammai, since only missing one rib, the house would be tummy. So now what happens if a person says, I want to be machmeh both ways? I'm going to say the house is tummy, and it's also shown one rib. If the house is tummy, and it's also a traitor. That's a steer. As much as you're saying it's a traitor, then the house can't be tummy. As much as you're saying that the house is tummy, then it's obviously not a traitor. So those two don't go together. Such a case, you can't say, I'll go like the chumash of this. That's like it's filled by the chesh of Hela. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's just following everyone without making any sense. But if you've got a case like here, Rav holds that you should know, Rav holds that you've got to be machmeh into that stepping a bench. And Rav holds and Shmuel holds that kiddush b'mokim sudah. They're not connected to each other. There's no connection between kids walking Sudah and Halacha of Sefer Gemetz. So there's no problem being machmir, follow this opinion, this opinion. That's what the Rashbam wants to tell us. There's no problem being machmir like Rav, machmir like Shmuel, unless they are connected. The only time there is a problem is when they're connected. To be machmir and say one rib is a shreifa, and at the same time be machmir and say the house is tomei. If it's a shreifa, it's not tomei.
Oh, it's a spark.
Huh?
Always by logic.
If the reason why the house is tummy is because it's not a shreifa, then you can't say it's a shreifa.
All these cases where it's connected, we define connected through logic.
Well, if the din is, if there is a logic in this, there's a din that a skeleton that's not a shreifa can be metame house, then obviously if it is a shreifa, it won't be. Then now tell me what shreifa is. And now if we're going to be hold that a shreifa is one rib, then it won't be metame house.
Possible by logic.
Right, right, other right. Work.
So at the end of the day, there's no issue going kumashopping.
Right. No issue come to this Rashbam, going kumashopping. And indeed, Shmuel did that. Rabbi did that.
Why? If it's unrelated, you can.
You can. If it's unrelated, you can.
Right.
You
can.
You're saying there's no issue. There's no problem. Kumashopping is called a novel Bishut Hasaya. Somebody who the whole time looking for kulas is a novel Bishut Hasaya. I once heard from Kornfeld, it's not really what we're learning, but the mom tells from Kornfeld that this person always used to look for kulas. He used to always be makeup. I'm picking examples. Baby wipes, yes, these are often permits baby wipes. Opening bottle tops, these are often permits opening bottle tops. A sukkah, a very small sukkah, yeah, some people say this is a sukkah. A very, very schwache skach, there is an opinion over there, all that it's a schwache skach. Matzes, there is an opinion, all that's matzes. There was such a guy like that. And that's the way he lives. And he went, he was the time, all the mitzvahs. There's an opinion, all of that, an opinion, all of that. He went up to, after Melech, and he went up to Gan Eden, and he was sure, you know, he's going to be welcomed in. He followed all the mitzvahs. And they gave him a shack for his Gan Eden. That's what it is. But yeah, there's an opinion that holds that's a house. Right. I heard from David Yosef, somebody who runs from place to place looking for colors, is a novel Bishut Hasaya. It's not the way he means he's got halachic rights too. It's not the way to behave. It's not the way to behave. The way to behave, the person has to, the best is to have a rov. The best is to have a rov, and there really is nothing wrong to follow the rov both for kulas and kumas. There's nothing wrong with that. Just if you want to find other rabbonim to be machmir, follow the vakasha. There's nothing wrong to have one rov and you follow his kulas and his kumas. But to find a different rabbonim just for kulas, that's really very, very, very looked frowned upon. So let's finish off the Rashbam. I've got the time here. Isa kachumir ishama. Sikuleim kachumir. If some of you follows the chumash of Ishama, you should go first with the kulas and the chumash. I came along. That's when they are seisa from each other. That means they contradict each other. Kegoyim, kamachifa and b'shido. How much is lacking from b'shido? We spoke about from a Shmuel, mechein the treifa. That regarding the sum of the house is interconnected, connected with treifa. The chumash the hasam. If you're going to be machmen, say there is metamah, but there is a shreifa, it's going to be a kula. It's not going to be metamah b'vayis. The chumah da'asam kuluracha, the kula da'asam chumah. If you're going to say that it is not a shreifa, then it's a chumah. It would be metamah b'vayis. Full stop. And that's the case where you can't. You have to hold of the chumah and the kulas. Otherwise, you can hold of the chumah always. We passed. Why did Mahakas Aminon? Because you see, that's what Rabba did. Rabba followed the opinion of Shmuel. Somebody makes kiddush for his friends, not in his own house, but he's doing it in his friend's house. Near the Einai, says Rashbam, She'einoi tzorach lisveis. So he doesn't need to eat there. The one making kiddush doesn't need to eat there. Shafilu loy soad. So even if he doesn't eat there, Yotzu b'nei oitzeh habayis, the ones that are eating there are yotzeh. This is the flip case of what we spoke about. Here you have a case where even it's really the case where we said Rabbi. Even though I'm making kiddush for the ones eating there, but I'm not eating there. But I can still be mostly the ones who are eating there. In shul. Right? In shul. Who makes kiddush in shul? The Ochel or the Chazan? The son of the Chazan. The Chazan makes kiddush. He wouldn't eat there. How the Ochim Yitzah says, since the Ochim are eating there, they eat the Kiddush if they eat in the house of the Ochim. So they do have a mockery. For them, it's a mockery.
Where did you learn that from?
How did Rashi learn?
Maybe Harvest. I'm saying the way.
That's right. That doesn't say where he knows it from, but the Rishonim of the Rosh, I think, was maybe perhaps from Moscow, but the Rosh, I think, said Uriah was from the Beit Knesset. In the Beit Knesset, it was the Chazan that done. It says in the Gemara that they weren't Yitzah, the people in the Kiddush. Yitzah, they all them to Kiddush of Yitzah Knesset, so they're not Yitzah.
How are you able to eat something and not Yosef? Or maybe the cousin has to eat something. Where's the proof that he's not eating? Maybe we require him to eat. This Kiddush, and Kiddush are from food. How can you keep a guy with Kiddush if you eat?
Well, but as long as so far, the person who blows the shofar has to be, you can't have a
have you already heard it?
Sound of somebody else, huh?
The Gemara didn't say that the Chazan was Yitzchak. The Gemara said Oitzam Shekidshu, the ones that the Chazan made Kiddush for, those people, including the Chazan, I didn't say the Chazan not, those people were not Yitzchak
Kiddush.
Wine is not enough.
Why? It
doesn't say in the Gemara.
I have to tell you that.
Why is it?
It's Pashut.
So we're learning from here. The heritage. Because Ein Kiddush Machas Suda means that since I'm doing it for Arvis, I'm doing your Kiddush, and you're having a meal there, so your Kiddush is Machas Suda. It might be you. I wouldn't throw it in, but I'm the egg in the shoe. And more than that, I do have a right to eat. The Seis of the Kashi, you're not allowed to eat in a shul. So what does Seis answer? No. What's Seis answer?
They had a
knife. No,
it wasn't Shabbos.
No,
I mean, it was Shabbos.
They answered that they were in the room near the shul, and from there they would hear the kiddush. The kiddush was done in shul. And they were in the side room, and they would hear the kiddush.
So you're not doing kiddush for them.
You are.
No, why don't you go to their room?
So, good question.
Why do we call the congregants?
Good question. But we point that out yesterday, but or whenever we learn the status. And that's the word of status. The people, the chazan would do it in shul, loud, you have nice chazanish voice, in the olden days they used to like chazanish, and the people are sitting in the side room would hear the kiddush, and they would eat there. What about the chazan?
The kiddush
is being heard there, they could hear from that.
Actually, the chazan's community, because it's in shul, so the kiddush can't be for him.
Right, that's the point. I'm bringing your eye for. That's exactly good to have you back. That's what I'm trying to bring. You see, the cousin didn't eat and still ate the kiddush. There's a shayla here just not so long ago. Somebody's father, his father went away, and the mother, Ekeron, mother can make kiddush. For some reason, didn't want to make kiddush. And the neighbor just left their two doors open. It was in a building. Left the door open. He made kiddush loud for his face. And they were sitting in the other room and they heard kiddush. And they had that. They had the kiddush walking through the
door.
Of course it was.
Only you can see each other.
No.
Why did I mention you couldn't find the kiddush?
To join them up. Hey, I heard kiddush. Kiddush from Jamaica. I heard kiddush.
And you haven't
So what? Face to face, they're all in the same room.
What?
Because the Gemara said they made the Inshul. In the Beis Kneset. Yes.
Three rules and three families.